And of course, my guitar instructor is like, you know, right away, he's like, I teach a lot differently than any guitar instructor. And that right there struck a chord with me, pun intended. That's like, well, great, because I own a gym and we do things really different than other gyms. So I was like, yes, I like different, not just to be different, but to make a difference, right? So he's like, I'm going to tell you how we form chords and how chords move. And I'm just like, oh, this is everything I need to know. It's like sprinkles for the guitar. Cheesy intro line in 3, 2, 1. Hello, everybody, and welcome to another exciting episode of the Fitness Lying Down podcast, where I am your host and owner extraordinaire, Corey Kripe. Well, friends, it sure feels good being back in the saddle. I know last week we had Megan, the trainer, RD, with our dietetic intern, Isaiah. The week before, actually, no episode. I thought I'd give you the catch-up time, you know, where you get to catch up on some of the other episodes that you may have missed. But in all honesty, I lost time. Being a business owner, gym owner, as much as it seems like a really cool thing on the outside, which actually it is, sometimes your time, you just don't have enough time in the week to make everything happen. And it doesn't seem like a lot to sit in front of a microphone and talk for 35, 40, 60 minutes and then to put all this stuff up. But honestly, I was just crunched for time and it was low in the totem pole, so it just had to go. So as much as I am trying to dedicate a weekly podcast episode, well, sometimes it might just slip through the cracks. So I apologize in advance for anybody that was anxious and eager, but I'm going to give you one heck of an episode today, what we call a banger. So I want to first talk about how weird things can be around here sometimes. And I just noticed this last week. So how do I start this off? You know, I wear clothes when I come to the gym, right? And because it is a family-friendly gym. Well, a lot of my attire has been kind of the same for, I don't know, 5, 6, maybe 7 years. And I think this speaks well for, like, the pair of pants that I wear. Kind of, they're more hiking pants. They're called Prana's, P-R-A-N-A. I don't get paid by them to endorse. But I have, like, a variety of these kind of pants that I've cycled through. And I think that is pretty amazing that of all the wear and tear, up and down, rolling around, all the different exercises I do demonstrating wearing these pants, they have stood the test of time and they're extremely comfortable. I like them. But at the same time, I was just like, I had a gift card at a local store and I thought to myself, you know, I'd like to maybe see what's out there for activity wear. Maybe I want a different pair of pants. You know, nothing dramatic, I would think, just a different pair of pants just to wear on the floor. So I bought these. I bought 2 pair of joggers, I guess they're called. They got a little taper to the bottom, which I've never been really a taper guy, but I figured being barefoot, it would be okay. And I wore them on a Monday, and all of a sudden, like, I get a question, like, are these new pants? And you would think, like, I felt like there was more surprise about my pair of pants than when I shaved my beard off last year. There was like, oh my goodness, like these pants. It's all about these pants. So I don't know if that's like an odd thing that happens at everybody else's gym. You know, it's not like, hey, Corey, you got your haircut. That looks nice. It was like a real shocker to people. I felt like I was scandalizing people by not wearing my normal pants that I had a different pair on. So I think there's a few things to look into that. Number one is this is how close our community is here at Fitness Lying Down. And how cool is that, that people have been with us this long that they know when I change the style of my clothes. So it's kind of awkward at the same time, but it's kind of cool. So anyway, for 2024, you don't know what I have in store in my wardrobe. I could come in with like cut-off shirts at some point. You just don't know. So stay tuned. Stay tuned for the amazing wardrobe change by Corey M. Kripe. Moving on, and I think we should move on. I don't want to sit here and talk about my clothes all day long. You know, I've been thinking here as we're moving on to the next segment that doesn't have anything to do with my clothes. Maybe some of you know this. I have started taking up the guitar once again. In college, I had a roommate that played guitar, and I thought that was cool. And I did band in high school. I mean, I know this isn't really a comparison, but I played the tuba. So there's I had an amazing band experience. I always love my band experience. I love to share it with people. So I felt like, and then in my one side of my family, there's a little bit of a musical inclination. We had a lot of people that played guitar. They sang. Not saying that that's what I do, but I felt like, hey, maybe I can share this talent with the guitar. And so I talked to my roommate and all that, and I ended up purchasing a guitar, which now sits in my office. And I've had this guitar. I've had this guitar for like over 20 years. I mean, I feel like, wow, that's crazy that I've been with this guitar longer than I have been with my own wife. And it's been kind of pushed aside. I know for a while there, it was in the attic of our garage for many years. And it's kind of amazing how this guitar actually still sounds quality. So I just think in our garage is not heated or cooled, I guess you could say. So in the winter, it's experiencing the below zero temperatures and in the sun and in the summer, it's experiencing all the hotness and it's up in the attic. So it's just kind of an icky place for it to be. You think how that could warp the wood and everything like this, but it's still a little tank. So I'm glad to have it in the office, but I have a couple other guitars that I've kind of inherited. And I felt like, you know what? I wanna do this. So after college, you know, I put the guitars away, haven't really played a little at all. Ran into a couple friends that had some guitar experience and asked them for maybe a couple lessons, whatnot. And so they gave me a couple lessons and it didn't stick. I mean, the lessons were fine, but it didn't make me want to play guitar anymore. I kind of got busy with work and I was like, you know what? Work over my guitar. I'd rather work on things and that's my hobby. But just recently I felt like, you know, I want to get back into guitar. I feel like I need more of a hobby. And it is amazing because where the gym is right now with the staff and where I am as the owner, my kids are older, so they don't need like that constant parental attention or guidance. I mean, I'm still there to guide. Obviously, they're not that old, and probably I'll be guiding them till the day I die. However, we're all in a different season of life. And I felt like, you know, maybe now's the time I pick up a new hobby. And just the guitar just really was speaking to me. And, you know, I started, there's these tablatures that you can do. This is how I learned it in college, kind of self-taught, is you go through these tabs and they'll tell you like the fingering. So if you want to just do a finger picking, you can do that. You can run the chords where you put, if you don't know anything about guitar, but you put multiple fingers on the neck, on the strings, and you strum, and there's your chord, right? Your chord can be made up of three or four, two, one strings, but there's your chord. And so that's how I learned in college, so kind of self-taught. My roommate helped me along the way because he was pretty good at guitar, not going to lie. NGL, as the kids would say. So as I was kind of picking back up the guitar, I was like, all right, I'm just going to go to the internet, went on to the tab, the same tab site that I used in college. It's a little bit more advanced and whatnot than it was back in the early 2000s. And I started learning, or I wouldn't say learning, I just started playing, kind of reading. And it's all memorization. That was the one thing, is like if you wanted to learn the chords, so if you wanted to learn the E chord, the E7, the G sus, you know, all these different names I'm throwing out there, you kind of have to memorize these chords in order to play some of these songs. And trust me, this is all gonna, I pray, tie back to fitness somehow. So I start with the tabs and, you know, playing a little bit, and then all of a sudden I realize, like, wow, it's 2024. Let's take a look at YouTube and see what they have for instructional, like, guitar lesson videos or whatnot. Like, if I want to learn a song, can I just YouTube it and will somebody help me along with this song? So, lo and behold, I YouTube a song. I've got a couple options, what seems to be decent options, as I've kind of explored more music, more songs. Like, two or three of these instructors keep coming up, and I like them. So I start learning how to play, like, a particular song through their instruction. And then what I'll do is I'll kind of cross-reference back to the tabs. So it's like, okay, what's the tab saying? And there's plenty of tabs. Now, there's a lot of different tabs with different interpretations that kind of have that same outcome, right? So here I am cross-referencing, what's the tab saying? What's the instructor saying? Maybe is there a happy medium for me? Do I feel like, okay, I like this part where they're teaching this, but at another in the bridge or whatever, I kind of like where this is at. You know, so I felt like I was kind of investigative and it was fun. It was very fun. But then I just realized, like, I need a deeper dive into the guitar. I don't want to just memorize without any pattern, like without knowing, like, is there a system to this? See, I say system. Now you're thinking, well, DVRT has a lot of systems. So does DVRT do guitars? Not yet. But so it's just like taking that deeper dive, learning like chords. It's got to be more than memorizing. Like, why is a chord formed? I had no idea. It's just like, this is the A chord. Okay, that's the A chord. I'm going to memorize that. Here's the C chord. Okay, I'm going to memorize that. But where does this stuff come from? And then I find out it's the music scales and how you take the odd numbers of this music scale. And yeah, so anyway, so I hire an instructor. I'm getting pretty serious now about this. So I want to know more about the guitar. I want to know more about why the fingering, why the chords, like where do the chords go? How do they build upon one another? Because there's got to be some way of building upon that. There's got to be a system, right? You have your foundation once you learn that. And that's like everything else we learn. I keep talking about how we learn the alphabet. You learn the letters. You learn how the letters sound. Then you learn how to put two letters together to make a sound. So you got your diphthongs, you got all this stuff. Then all of a sudden you learn how to create words with the sounds. And there's all these rules. And then with the words, you can form sentences, paragraphs, you know, on and on. So it's got to be like that for the guitar. So I hire my guitar instructor, show up for the first lesson, a little nervous, of course, but not too nervous because, like, what do I have to lose? I've got a little bit of a background, but I just want to start fresh. I want to be brand new. I want to be a beginner. And right there, that mindset, there's a lot of humility, right? You can't be proud as a beginner. You have to be open. You have to be docile. You have to be willing to learn, to be formed. So I go in like, I know nothing. And really, I don't. I don't know anything about guitars. So I just want to know, teach me step number one. And of course, my guitar instructor is like, you know, right away, he's like, I teach a lot differently than any guitar instructor. And that right there struck a chord with me, pun intended. That's like, well, great, because I own a gym and we do things really different than other gyms. So I was like, yes, I like different, not just to be different, but to make a difference, right? So he's telling me how I don't just have you memorize chords. I said, that's perfect, because I've already memorized a lot of them anyway. I know there's so many more out there, but I memorized a lot of the popular chords. He's like, I'm going to tell you how we form chords and how chords move. And I'm just like, oh, this is everything I need to know. It's like sprinkles for the guitar. And that's what it's been like every lesson. Here's like, honestly, off of three chords, I learned a total of 24 chords total because of these three chords, because of adding sprinkles. And there's actually logic behind this. And I remember him talking about how he saw this as kind of lacking in guitar instruction. And he wrote a book about this inversion method, he calls it. And so he brought it to a pianist instructor that he knows. And he showed this instructor like, hey, this is how I'm going to start teaching guitar. You know, I'm going to start showing how we have these chords, but how the chords break off into other chords. And the piano instructor was like, well, that's how we do it. And he was kind of dumbfounded because I guess in the piano world, this is exactly how they instruct. Guitar world, he's like, well, we just memorize chords and that's how we teach it. And the piano instructor is like, well, that's dumb. And he's like, yeah, that is dumb. That's why I made this. So all of a sudden, like I mentioned, we have these sprinkles that are applying to the guitar. And it really helps me think, because now I have a better understanding that when I go through chord progressions, if I get stuck on a chord, I'm like, okay, what's that chord right here? You know, is it an E7 or whatnot? There's a rule to it. There's a reason why this has become what it is. And so instead of trying to memorize, be like, oh, I forgot what that is, I can just quickly remember what the rule is and I can make that chord easy. And it's very exciting for me. It's hard for me. Like I love playing the guitar now. I'm not very good at it, but I love learning it. I can't wait to see like what the future has to hold. I've been doing this all for what, 4 or 5 weeks of like lessons. And I feel like I've made good progress. I don't know if my teacher is just saying this because he's a nice guy. I doubt it. But, you know, he's been pretty happy with my progress as well. And I know that there's going to be more challenging things coming up. I mean, I've already had a couple lessons where it's like, whew, these chords are a little bit challenging. I see that these songs are becoming a little bit more intense in regards to the amount of chords in a song, the chord progressions. but I'm learning all the techniques of this. And so what I want to say on that is I have a lot more empathy for anybody that's coming to Fitness Line Down that's new. Because as for me, coming into this situation, I'm opening myself up to a new experience. I'm willing to be formed. Like, I want to be the new person that's being taught from the ground and build up. And then the fact of how there's so much tie-in. And so we could sit here as fitness enthusiasts, maybe somebody like, you know, the new year, all this, blah, blah, blah. I want to get in shape. So what am I going to do? I'm going to go search on the internet. I'm going to read articles about exercises that I can do. Is that the best way to approach it? Maybe, maybe not. Maybe you find an exercise program that you like online that you can follow. It's just got a little, like, you know, maybe it's on Pinterest or something, 5 workouts to lose belly fat, you know, anything like that. And then maybe you get a little excited about it, so you buy a little bit of equipment. Like, okay, it's all body weight, but they give me options that if I have a dumbbell or a kettlebell or something like this, a resistance band, that's going to make it a little bit more interesting. So you're getting a little more invested. And it's like, you know, I need a little bit more coaching. I just can't do this via a page on the internet that just has these exercises and some pictures. I actually want somebody that's going to help coach me along. So I'm going to go on YouTube. Hey, what are some exercise programs for somebody my age, you know, with my goals? And maybe you're going to get a 15-minute video that pops up. You got a trainer. They look great. You know, their muscles are bulging. The lighting is perfect on this person. And they're going to tell you everything you need to know. And you're like, okay. But they're going to have you kind of memorize these exercises, right? These are the exercises you're going to do. And it's like, you know, it's funny. The coaching cues, as everybody knows, based on what I've seen online versus what we offer here at Fitness Line Down, is more of the, we want you just to do the motion right. We're not really focused on the intention. So just to do a bicep curl, you're going to stand here and you're going to curl your arm with the weight in the hand. Pretty simple, right? If you're going to squat, you're going to put your feet at this certain distance apart and you're going to sit down and stand back up. So they're just talking about the task. They're not really talking about the intention of the drill. So for us, I mean, and then of course you have all these funny cues of, well, now you got to squeeze your glutes when you do this exercise. You got to engage your core, feel your core get tight. You know, so many people out there, they don't know what that means. So when I'm hearing these guitar instructors online talking about some of these different chord forms or whatever with your hands, I'm like, I don't know quite what that means. I think I have an idea, but I can't talk to you about this. You can't give me immediate feedback. So what do I have to do now? I need more. I need a deep dive. I'm going to invest more into this for me that I have to go find a professional. I have to invest in someone that's going to coach me in the guitar. It's going to take me from point A to wherever my goals are. And I do have a few goals. Maybe I'll share those goals with you. I don't know. I'm a little skittish about sharing these goals because what if it happens if they don't come to fruition? So maybe at the end here, I'll feel brave and I'll tell you what my guitar goals are. So that's also a, you have to listen to the entire podcast in order to get those goals. But talking to some of our clients who join up here, they've done maybe the YouTube things. I know there was a lot of great fitness professionals during 2020 in the beginning that were offering like just free classes online, you know, to help people. I thought that was very admirable. However, it's also kind of redundant. You know, there's only so many things you can do body weight. And then like, what if people can't keep up? And it's, you know, it's just, there's not a lot of solutions in fitness. It's like, well, if you can't do this, then slow down, use less weight or, you know, whatever. There's no like, oh, your knee hurts when you squat. Well, maybe we just don't squat, or sometimes we'll just squat until the knee doesn't hurt anymore because you got to build that strength in that knee by squatting. Anyway, I digress. So you get the people now that have done Tai Bo. You know, there's so many people that come to this gym and they've done Beachbody. You know, Beachbody has like a subscription thing because that's how you make the money, right? But they've done Beachbody, Tai Bo, yoga, Windsor Pilates, and all this stuff. They got all the collections. But what happens after a while? You get a little bored with it. You don't have that real-life coaching. You don't have that in-person coaching of real-time, you need to do it this way. Nope, work on that. Grab the ground with the toes. Like all these reminders of how to move better. So what do people have to do? They have to go invest in a fitness professional. right? We need to find somebody that knows what they're doing that can help me get from point A to point B. And that is the coach. You think about like the old West, you had the stage coaches and you'd get into the coach and the person that had the reins, it was their responsibility as your coach, I don't know, coach master or whatever, to get you to your final destination. So here we are on the gym floor. We've got clients that have kind of stepped into our horse and buggy, if you will. I don't know if that's quite the terminology, but they've entrusted us now to safely, effectively, efficiently get them from point A to point B. Maybe we get to point B and now we got to point C now because our goals continue to grow. So I'm only expecting that as I learn guitar, I might have some of these goals in my mind, like I want to play this song, I want to learn how to do that. Well, maybe I get to the point where maybe I get to that goal, but maybe I find another part of my guitar playing where, oh, you know, my goals kind of change a little bit because I want to learn this a little bit more. So many things, so many avenues, just like goals for people. But guess what? At the same time, just like your fitness, your coach, your personal trainer, whatever you want to call us, we have to have that objective view of what your goals are and are they realistic? You know, am I going to have that moment with my guitar instructor where I'm like, this is my goal? He's like, you know, yeah, it's going to take you a long time. You know, I mean, maybe that's it. You're going to have to work extra hard on this. Like, you're going to have to dedicate 2 hours a day of practice. And maybe that's not realistic for me. You know, for some people, some of their goals, I think in fitness, weight loss, whatever, physique, bodybuilding. You know, we see these bodybuilders out there. We want these physiques, but we don't realize that these bodybuilders that we see in the media, on these magazines, this is their job. They don't go anywhere else. Their job is to go work out multiple times a day, to rest in between. They have somebody that cooks their food for them for the most part. I mean, they have everything so strict and secure that for us, we have a little bit more of a free life, right? We don't go to the gym multiple times in a day. We don't invest in that amount of time in the gym. So maybe my goals for the guitar need to be in how much am I going to practice a day? Am I going to practice 30 minutes a day? Will I make it to an hour a day? So these are kind of these things that we have to talk about. And I'm sure my guitar instructor will help me out with some of these goals, just like your personal trainer, your fitness professional should be helping you out with those goals as well. So I don't know. It's just kind of fun to be thinking about how my journey, and it's very small right now. It's very short. I haven't been in the guitar world that long, but how there's a lot of parallels to fitness lying down or just general fitness, how our motivation, you know, we're first curious about fitness, exercise. So we start Googling things, looking for functional exercises. Maybe we are searching for gyms in the area. Maybe we take a look at the gyms, but we're not ready to commit yet. Maybe we go to YouTube. We're looking for some workouts that we could do at home. We find out, you know, this is not the best way. I need to know more. I need to understand better these exercises. And I don't know if people are like, that squat, I really need to take a deep dive in that squat. I need to really know what is going on. I don't think a lot of people are there. They're just like, I just want somebody to teach me how to squat well. Whether they remember all the nuances, I mean, that's why we exist in a program, in a session. So hopefully that kind of makes sense. I'm just really excited about this new hobby. My wife is extremely excited that I have a new hobby, hobbies. I've got a couple others, or one other, I guess, that I've been working on too. So it's just like, and I feel like this is making me overall better because I will be here in the middle of a program, programming, and I have a mental block. What do? I just shut my computer. I go over, grab my office guitar. I start practicing my guitar lessons. And just that little break, I come back and my brain is a little bit more refreshed. And I feel like, oh, yeah, here's the program I need to be creating for this individual. Here's the group session. Like wherever my brain was stuck, it actually helps to kind of go in a different way. It's like cross training to some degree, right? Another topic that I want to quickly address is last week I had the opportunity to visit UW La Crosse once again, and I got to present in front of a class, ESS 355. Was it leadership and something? And it's strictly like fitness. So all the people in that room are geared up towards fitness. They're going to be fitness professionals. So we don't have anybody that's, you know, because the ESS, the Exercise and Sports Science Program, that's a big umbrella term. I mean, you could have people that are going to be physical educators, people that are going to be athletic trainers, sports marketing, fitness professionals. There's a pre-professional track for physical therapy. So, I mean, there could be a lot of different interests in a room. But this room, this class, methods and leadership, I think that's what it's called. Strictly fitness professionals. So that's pretty cool. But just talking, you know, there's something exciting. And maybe you gathered from these podcasts that I am not short on words. And it's the same presentation I gave last year, but I've tweaked it a little bit because, of course, there's things that are going on different. And it's fun to watch the students, even though, like, so the instructor afterwards told me, he's like, you know, the last 3-4 years, he feels like the students' energy levels are not there. Like he said, before a lot of kids were, well, a lot of students were more enthusiastic about what was going on in the classroom setting. He says that there feels to be a little bit of a lull in there now. And even though he mentioned that, I told him at the same time that I could feel for the better part of the room. I mean, of course, there's some students who are just tuned out a little bit because it was, well, no, it was 11. It was before lunch for the most, you know, if you're eating lunch afternoon. And but you could tell that the majority of the room was engaged. Like you could see the head nodding going on. You know, there might not have been so many questions. It might have taken a little bit longer to get a volunteer to step forward. But I think that's just natural, especially in a college setting like this. However, my goal when I go into these classroom settings, depending on what the teacher wants me to talk about. Now, this one, I kind of have an open range. She wants me to more just discuss like how Fitness Line Down came to be. And I feel like a lot of this has to address some of the problems we see in the fitness industry. You know, how we spend time now online. Like I have to tell the students, when I was at their point, I didn't have social media the way they have social media. So I didn't have to worry about like these fitness influencers that I was following and trying to mimic or whatnot. Just didn't have that temptation, I guess. But there was other temptations. But for the most part, because of the academia, we're going through like research articles and journals, so a lot of peer-reviewed things, which I feel like holds a lot more validity than some fitness influencer. But my goal for the students, because I know that they already have their preconceived notion of like what fitness, what a personal trainer should be, should look like, should act like, should do, how to kind of break that stereotype a little bit, that there's so much more in the fitness industry, that it's not just about taking people through workouts and making them hot, sweaty, and tired, that there's so much more opportunity that we can offer as fitness professionals. So we talk about this a lot. So I want them to just kind of have a change of mind to some degree. Like I want them to stay on track. I want them to stay with this because, as I keep saying, the fitness field, the fitness industry is such a great industry to be a part of. We can help so many people in so many different ways, but we do have some people in this industry that just aren't on that same page. You know, they're trying to get clicks. They're trying to sell more things than they are trying to help. And of course, it's an industry that we have to make a living out of. But how the students could take this enthusiasm, couple it with knowledge and just general experience of working with people, and they themselves someday could own their own little gym. You know, just like Our little fitness line down, the gym, the little gym that could kind of mentality. And so I just try to give them a fresh look on fitness, that what they're learning in the textbooks is very important. But I told them time and time again that the education does not start until you get that degree, right? So once you get that diploma, now all of a sudden the learning begins. You have to really apply, and you can apply some of the principles that they give you in school, some of the education. But there's so much more, because I look at this gym that we've created, and I can't say it enough. In November, we're going to be celebrating 10 years, so that's just exciting. But the fact that I look at this gym, and I look at everything we've done, and I don't know. I don't know how much of my experience at UWL, my degree, I don't know how much of that has actually impacted how we run the gym. But I know that what I did at UWL and the steps I took moving out from there, the experience, the networking, all this did have an impact on my life. So it might not have been the exact like biomechanics textbooks or, you know, anatomy and physiology, things like this. This isn't setting up how I do my gym. But the experiences and where that brought me, you know, all the way from just being in the classrooms, working with other students, all the different job shadows, to an internship with the Chicago Bulls, that networking, I mean, just keeps like springing. It keeps like the ripple effect. So just to let the students know, hey, you're here, make the most of your time, get as much of the information, but just know that as soon as you get that diploma, that's when the real education begins. And it's so exciting at the same time. I've got a couple of friends here that are on their way to starting their own gyms, kind of their own DVRT-ish FLD. Like, and it makes me excited because they're leaning on me a little bit about what's going on. Like, how did I handle this at that certain point? And some of it, I'm like, geez, I haven't, it's been so long, I forgot how I did this. But I do have some advice to help out along the way because we've made mistakes and, you know, to help them not make those same mistakes. And it gets me really excited to think about this. And now we do. We have like three or four interns kind of on the floor here at Fitness Line Down for this semester. Not full-time, but, you know, they're coming in a couple times a week. They're getting about 6 hours a week. And to share this knowledge. And I like having the young students in because then I just feel like I actually coach a little bit more effectively. And I'm not saying I get soft on it, but I know the students that are listening, so I want to make sure I really cover all the points. So if I'm working with a client that's been with us for as many years as some of these clients have been, you know, I kind of give them the highlights. Like, okay, make sure this, you're good to go. And I'll keep coming back. And if they need a re-education, I'm there to help out. But now I'm really kind of going a little bit more in detail because I just feel that student observing, watching, listening, and then I can come back. And what I like about, especially a couple of the students that we have, is there you can tell a lot by the engagement, by the questions that they're asking. So they're just asking the right questions. And it gets me excited because they're actually like taking this to heart. So excited about all that. And you know, 2024, maybe for some of you, has not started the way that you wish. And I apologize for that. I don't know if I apologize, because what am I apologizing for? I'm sorry for you if that didn't happen. But man, 2024 is rocketed so far. With the MIM program that we have, those classes, this upcoming week will be our fourth class. I'm just getting better and better at coaching this and getting more like in tune with how to put this into programs. And I know I'm saying this right now, and this has only been, you know, less than a year of me exposed to MIM. And I just think about how my DVRT, when I started DVRT, like I had no idea what I was really doing. I have a lot more idea of what I'm doing with MIM than I did with DVRT in the beginning when I began this gym. But I just know with the MIM, the myofascial integrated movement, how moving forward, like in 6 months, in 9 months, in 12 months, like where this program is going to be for us. And it's not replacing anything. It's only adding to the experience, helping our clients become better. And I love practicing with our coaches now because as I practice with them, they're giving me the feedback and I'm able to get better at the cueing as I'm working with more and more people. So totally excited about all that. If you are interested at all in myofascial integrated movement, AKA MIM, we have virtual options as well. Feel free to contact me. And if you want to explore more of that information, you can go to our website. We have a special page dedicated to the MIM information. And you'll find that website at www.fitnesslyingdown.com. Pretty clever, easy to remember if you know who we are. So, all right, I got to get heading out of here. For all of you at home, thanks for listening. And until the next time, Godspeed.